Nando's, the home of peri peri chicken.
Before I go, Guy Sebastian, it's his brand new hit. Lots happening for Guy, including tomorrow night launching Christmas with Cadbury. That is the annual Twilight concert. That is going to be massive at Fed Square, 6 p.m. Thief.
I know. And do you know what, Guy? I'm coming.
I'm
coming with my 5-year-old daughter Trixie for a few reasons.
Yeah.
One, we're sort of unofficial Cadbury's ambassadors because we just eat it all the time.
You and me both.
Secondly, because you and Jules, your beautiful wife, sent out these gorgeous invitations.
My kid's obsessed with
them. And just for everyone listening in the car, it's this little sort of you open this invitation, and then it's a little video of Guy and Jules saying, "Come and join us to celebrate with Cadbury and Christmas."
Wow. And there was chocolate in it.
Well, there was chocolate.
Well, that always helps. Well, it's free. The invitations cost a bit, but the concert itself is
free. You don't have to worry about that.
Well, do you know what? No, Cadbury covered that.
The invitation was worth it, Guy, because that is Trixie's favourite toy. So she walks around all day, all
just
evening
playing
after
the video.
Kinder. All I hear is you and Jules
God.
In the house.
It's like one of those annoying little toys that just, you're sick of my voice.
How cute is this? She takes it to bed with her and she opened it and she said to me, "Mummy, do I know these people?"
I
said, "That's Guy and Jules." And she said, "What are they talking about?" And I said, "Well, they're having a big party. Can we go?" So it's like her first invitation to anything, and
that
she takes
awesome.
It to bed with her.
You're such a wonderful. You didn't even know you were doing that.
I didn't know. That is awesome. It's such a great event. We did it last year. Obviously, it's on again this year, and it's tomorrow. Last year it was pouring with rain, and we were all a bit.
Have you seen the weather for tomorrow?
Frightened. Yeah, but that's what I love about Melbourne. Like you guys are so used to it, and regardless of weather, you just
come out.
Well, it was a huge success last year, and this year again we've got like this big green screen thing where you can sort of sit in and do a sort of a green screen sleigh ride with Santa. Obviously, there's myself and Samantha Jade, a whole bunch of carols and our own songs as well. It's sort of just putting on a free concert to celebrate Christmas with Cadbury and it's going to be fun.
Well, there will be a little blonde 5-year-old at some stage that will wave. You're going
to have
to
meet
and a little blonde mum.
She thinks that you go way back.
Oh,
we can't wait for the Cadbury. It's going to be amazing there tomorrow. But also, mate, you're on The Voice.
I am, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I just got announced, which is awesome. I've sort of been off TV for a little while and obviously making music and all that, but now I've written the album and it's ready to go, and then I got asked to do The Voice. So I was like, oh, that would be awesome. I really miss being on TV and The Voice has just this huge positivity about it, and every time Delta's spoken about it, she's like, "If you ever get asked, you need to do it. You need to do it." And so, yeah, I'm pumped.
It's one of my favourite shows, Guy. So, just a couple of tips for a viewer who loves it. And I've got my own. The Voice actually sent me a chair on Twitter with my name on the back. Oh, my God, I'm so obsessed. When they come out and sing, can you please not sit there and procrastinate? Just press a button. Because it frustrates me.
Let's sort of build the drama. Yeah.
No, don't build the drama. Just press it. The poor people are suffering.
Truth be known, when I got asked, the first thought that came into my head was, how am I going to ham the button pressing up? And listeners can't see this one, so this is just for you. This is going to be my first button push. Now, listeners didn't see it, but you'll see it.
We'll keep that a mystery.
There's a little bit of curry for my first bump.
I want you to stand on the chair and foot it like that.
But if you could think of some interesting, funny ways.
Don't worry, I'll text you.
It'll be on you. You're not fast enough, Guy. Do it faster. Make your decision quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Look, radio's a powerful thing, too.
You've set a dangerous precedent by agreeing to any of this. You're going to have a very long season with Fev in your ear. The whole time. All right, so look, it's the new single, Before I Go, the one we just played. That's the song you want to buy, download and stream now. And, of course, tomorrow, 6 p.m, Trixie and Fief will be there as well. That is 6 p.m. at Fed Square for a free Christmas show. So have fun with it, man.
Christmas Wonderland Byron with lots of activities, food and drinks.
And chocolate.
Chocolate.
Cadbury! 101.9 The Fox.
This is no joke, guys. Last night, I was sitting on the couch watching the news, actually, and I was having a frothy. Just prepared a roast.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 1 week away. This time next week, we'll have a little baby Favola. And Alex has been very uncomfortable sleeping and getting to the end of the pregnancy.
Yes.
And she started getting like little contractions. So she's like, oh, ah. And I'm like, oh, hon, you're okay? She's like, I'm just getting contracted. So time them. I thought it was happening. I'm like, we're on. It's coming early. Little baby's coming out. She said they're coming every 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh, my God, do we need to ring Dr. Tim Sturrock, our obstetrician?
Yeah.
She's like, no, unless my water breaks. Or, so we're going to go to the hospital. She goes, not unless the water breaks or something. I said, don't want to know about that. I just want to see the baby. I don't want to hear about labour pains. And anyway, I'm like, oh, is it really happening? And she said, no. It's your body prepares itself for birth.
You're like pretend contractions before you actually go into labor.
Which I didn't, after having three kids, I was unaware of this. And she said it was called Braxton Hicks. And I was like, oh, like the River Boys off Home and Away. Like, I don't know what she was talking about.
Braxton.
I've never heard it before. And she said it's a build up. So I got so excited last night. I thought, we're going to have a baby. But it was just a false alarm.
I know, and poor Al, though, because when you're having a Caesar, and then you'd almost go, well, hang on, I didn't agree to this.
No.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not, it's not going that way. It's not going out that way.
We've got an appointment.
Yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
This is an interesting one, Fev. I didn't see this coming. Now, Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son.
Yes.
Jaden, he's done his own singing, hasn't he? What's Jaden done?
Yeah, he raps.
Now, he was on stage, in fact. You're right, he does, because he was on stage in a performance on Friday, and he declared that he had a boyfriend. Now, this was may have been also him coming out. Let's hear the audio.
I just want to say Tyler, the Creator, is the best friend in the world, and I love him so f***ing much. And I want to tell you guys something Tyler doesn't want to say, but Tyler's my mother boyfriend, and he's been my mother boyfriend my whole life. Tyler, the Creator, is my boyfriend. It's true. Tyler, the Creator, is my boyfriend. Okay, if you take anything away from this show, that's what you need to take away.
I mean, Will and Jada might have something to say about his language. Could have just heard that a bit.
I feel that he really needed to get that off his chest. Well, he was pretty happy with
it. He said it several times.
What was funny, though, Fev, was Tyler, the Creator, who you know him.
He's a rapper. He's great.
A rapper.
Very big on MTV as well.
Okay.
And a huge profile.
But the funny thing is, Fev, Tyler is in the audience going, no, what are you doing? He's like, like doing that signal with his hands of stop, stop, stop.
He's outed him.
He then went on Twitter and went, you're crazy. Like, you know, you're crazy, man. Like, he's
is that how he say it?
That's your Tyler, the Creator impression?
Well, he actually used a word that I think I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
He said, ha, 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 you are crazy, man. There's a word in there that's not appropriate to say.
Right.
I just find this funny because he even said in that, Tyler doesn't want me to say anything.
Yeah.
But has he outed Tyler? Like,
well, he has, yes.
I assume.
Well, he has.
And it was interesting because I think that prior to that, Jaden had a girlfriend for a long time.
Okay, right.
And I think this was maybe him coming out and how brave and how euphoric he was. He's up there on stage. He's loving that moment. It's just that his boyfriend didn't want him to do it.
Sure.
And I can't imagine, I mean, Fev, so many people, and we've talked about this in the a lot over the history of this show, how difficult it must be for people to come out when maybe they're in a family or a friendship group and they're not sure how people are going to take it. And I mean, I feel so much sympathy for anyone in that situation where it's such an intrinsic part of yourself, your sexuality. And if you are concerned or worried about what people are going to think about you, it's such a shame, and I imagine the euphoria you get when you come out and everyone goes, yeah, cool, we still love you. That's cool. But the relief, when you're in the closet, Fev, like Tyler maybe, wasn't ready for that step, hadn't had the chat with his parents.
Yeah, well, I think Jaden, it's great that he did and everyone loved it, but I think if you were going to come out, you'd let your boyfriend know you're going to say it first. Because I don't think that he had that conversation.
Well, you think he might have because he said, Tyler doesn't want me to say this.
So he knows.
So he's probably said.
Wow. Yeah.
And then Tyler's in the front row going, what are you doing? And now
I see why he didn't want to read that. Yep.
There's a word there that no one should say. But now, mate, this might – I would be interested to know if anyone listening has been outed or accidentally outed or maybe accidentally outed someone else, because sometimes you can be, you know, one of your friends is openly gay in your friendship group, and then you might be in a party scenario where they've got family members right. or grandparents that don't know, and you can just maybe at a 21st get up and say, and when Brendan had his first boyfriend and Nana could fall over in the corner going, I didn't know that Brendan had boyfriends.
Yeah, Nana would have fallen over. I've read a little bit into this story, Roxy, and it's interesting, isn't it?
Yep.
Thank you for that editorial.
Oh, no, I just, yeah, I'll yeah.
Okay, it sounds like self-editing at the moment. 131060, I know what you're looking for on the phones, Fief. Let's see how we go here. Phone's already ringing on this one. 131060. Sometimes only one side of the equation is ready for this. 131060.
Well, have you been outed accidentally or you accidentally outed someone?
We will come back to your calls. Fev will also work out what he would like to say as he continues to read the article.
I'll tell you off it.
1019 The Fox.
Jaden Smith bravely came out at his performance the other day, and he declared his love for his boyfriend, Tyler, the Creator. He's a fellow rapper. Now, Tyler was in the audience and was not happy about this revelation that they were boyfriends. Now, I don't even think that's about necessarily Tyler coming out, because he may, in fact, already be out. But it's the fact that he just didn't want necessarily people to know, like, that Jaden was his boyfriend.
Why here?
Which
why
is
now?
More hurtful. But sometimes you can – it's a tricky area, because – we live in this world now where we're so accepting and we encourage acceptance and a complete lack of discrimination. And yet some people, their sexuality is something quite personal, and they haven't got to a stage where they've necessarily come out or come out with all factions of their life. And you can accidentally out somebody.
Oops. Especially when you do it worldwide.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we've just asked the question, have you been accidentally outed? And we've got Alvin from Endeavour Hills. Hi, Alvin.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Phoebe, Seven Baron. Love your show.
Oh, hi, Alvin.
What a cheery chap. Alvin, you should have your own brekkie show.
Don't take our job.
Careful.
I've been a bit sick. You could fill in for me, Alvin, if you wanted to.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Now, have you had to out yourself? Is this right?
Yes. So I work in an aged care facility. It's a lovely place to work. And everyone knew I was getting married. And so I got married in October, which was, I think, last month. Thank you. So when I come back to work, everyone's like, oh, congratulations, can we see pictures and all that? And I'm like, sure. I haven't gotten the photos back from the photographer yet, but sure, I'll show you. And then in the end, I just thought, nah. And I just said, I actually am married to my husband. And after that, they were like, okay.
I mean, Alvin, you're working in an environment with people that certainly didn't know that you could marry sexes back in, I guess, the 40s and 50s.
Sure.
So it is correct, a bit of an eye-opener for them.
How did they take it, Alvin?
Look, I think they're okay with it now. and if they ask me, I tell them. Otherwise, I just go with it. And plus, where I work, they actually are really friendly towards the LGBTI community, so I'm very grateful for where I'm working.
Good on, mate. Good on you, champion. That is fantastic. They'd love it. They're older. They're in their 80s and 90s. Just get their head around it and
they
love it.
There was a lot of discrimination back in their day, and I think that they're, if anyone, a faction of our society that are really happy for anyone who's happy who found love.
Yeah.
1019 The Fox.
Hey, that storm yesterday, the weather, and I've got to say, and I know that a weather affects everybody differently, but when you've got a head cold, hot, humid days are no fun.
No.
Like, that would be the worst conditions, I think, to have a head cold. So I was having a shocker yesterday. My whole head was exploding. And then I picked Trixie up from kinder. And, you know, all parents will know, when you're not well, it's really hard to parent and you feel bad. Because I feel so guilty because Trixie says, Mum, can we do this?
You've got no energy.
And I'm like, sweetheart, Mummy, just, you know, let's watch The Secret Life of Pets again. Frozen, should we give that a run? Like, I just need to sit on the couch. Mummy's just not well. And then a girlfriend of mine, like a superhero, sent me a text and said, look, I know you're not well. Do you want us to take Trixie to the park? We can.
Quick did you write back? Yes.
Yeah, I said, amazing. Please, yes. So anyway, little Alice and Emma came over, her little buddies, and then Trixie's walked off, and as the door shut and I'm waving, going, have fun at the park, girls. I shut the door and I went, yes, thank you. Anyway, I crept back into my bed and I snuggled up and went, okay, now just an hour. And then as I lay there, my head on the pillow, I just heard the pitter-patter. And I went, come on, just a light shower will be fine. Oh, they're just on swings. They'll be
cool. Flash.
Won't hurt. And then the downpour, like it was like bucketing. It was almost like giving me a headache, a worse headache, the rain. And I'm just like, no. And the next minute I can hear the girls screaming their way back up the street. I had like 2 minutes in bed.
101.9 The Fox.
I read an article yesterday, Fev, that was about reality TV stars and how people are going on these reality TV shows and then very quickly after their appearance, they get a manager or an agent. And
To appear in like a nightclub.
Yeah, to get... And the agent spilt the bean. One of these celebrity agents, or would you call it celebrity agents? Mm. Agent of people on reality shows. he came out yesterday and he spilled the beans on what these people say to him. So basically they go on Married at First Sight or The Bachelor. He didn't name names, but you could see he had certain people on his books. I think like Ryan Gallagher, Dean Wells.
Yep. They hang out.
And a lot of the Married at First Sight people. Anyway, he said that they often, so they appear on the show and they go on these shows. They're either looking for love or they're trying to cook or they want to be the next, you know, open their restaurant.
Cash.
And then they sit in his office and he says, so what are you after? Well, I'm thinking I could host Sunrise. I want to be the next Grant Denyer and maybe do a variety show. And then I thought about it. I remember Ryan from Married at First Sight said, I'm going to be a stand-up. And
yeah, he tried
I'm not sure that kicked off. And I was thinking about this because I was sick on Friday, and when I was in my sick bed, I didn't get a chance to have this conversation with you, Fev. But what I found really interesting about Tate hooking up with Ali on The Bachelorette in the finale, well, a couple of weird things about that. One, Ali had said the whole way, I want to get married and have children, and he said, I don't.
Yes, the timelines didn't match up.
That was
3 years she wanted a kid and be married.
Yeah, I think that's really weird. But the other thing is one of Tate's friends released a personal private text message.
Uh-oh.
Gee, these people who, you know, release personal text messages are a piece of work, aren't they? But anyway, this is a text message from Tate, who found love with Ali Ochen on The Bachelorette. God.
Was this from before the series, this text message?
This is from before the series.
Right, okay.
He said, I'm looking to apply for some reality TV shows. Maybe the MTV show filmed on the Gold Coast. Don't know if I can take time off work, but I'm thinking about applying for The Bachelor too. I just want to be famous.
Wow.
Like, now that's...
He's done well.
Well,
he got to the end.
Well, I know, but...
Half the job's done.
They just want to be famous.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I believe, and there is one, I reckon one Bachelor contestant where I genuinely went, that guy is looking for love. You know who?
Jared.
Jared Woodgate, I would argue, 100% only wanted love out of that
show.
Very
earnest.
But I'm finding it harder to watch reality TV shows without seeing the motive of fame. And I don't, look, this is... probably not going to work, but I'm interested in asking this question, Fev. 131060. Is anyone listening just desperate to be famous?
Wow.
I've got a caller here. Fev, I went on Celebrity to Get Me Out of Here. To be famous.
You were famous because of your talent on the football field, fortunately.
I know.
It's interesting because maybe you have signed up for these shows. Maybe you want to sign, you know, maybe you just want to be famous. You're not sure what that means, how you're going to do it. I mean, this might, you never know. This might be your opportunity, your leg up, appearing on our show, having a chat with Fev, Byron and myself could be your first foray into fame.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Boxy, this is a thing for kids. Trixie's going to get this in a couple
really?
Of years. Mate, Lulu, now, she said the other day on my daughter Mia Favola's Instagram, I'm the sort of kid that's going to blow Instagram up. No, that literally was posted. She wants to be famous.
She wants
to be a YouTuber. She met YouTubers the other day, Millie and Chloe, who... Mm. Oh, you weren't here, were you?
No.
Oh, yeah. But, anyway, there's YouTubers, and she was obsessed, like starstruck. She's hanging out with me. I'm like, what? Anyway.
Yeah.
This is a thing for kids because they see all these reality shows and they see all these Instagram people and they think that this is going to be their life. They don't want to be at school.
If Trixie heads in this direction, I am very swiftly going to talk her out of it.
Sure. 131060 is the number. We are looking for honest calls here and I think it would be nice just to own it. Get on the front foot and say, yeah, I do want to be famous. That would be refreshingly honest.
What is you?
So I would love to be bloody famous. 131060 is the number.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, one of the celebrity agents yesterday revealed that a lot of reality TV stars come off a reality TV show where they're on that show for a reason that you believe at the time, that they're looking for love or they want to be the next MasterChef or a cook or whatever Singer. They're doing. And then they say, look, I'd love to host a game show, maybe Sunrise if Koshy moves on.
Sure.
And they've got FM these pie-in-the-sky dreams. And they really only have that 3 minutes to maximise, maybe do a few nightclub appearances, I don't know. But we just said, 131060, is anyone listening, like, desperate to be famous and signing up for these shows? Who knows? We might be able to give you a leg up. Mm. Penelope in
got
Sunshine.
Got a paneling job going here.
No, there's no.
Hey, Penelope.
Our team is absolutely solid.
No, you can sit over here.
Penelope, how are you?
Oh, good. Well, not good at the time. I was so desperate to get on Big Brother and I wanted the whole fame thing, but the last thing I wanted to do was my twin sister to get on with me. And we were actually chosen, and just before lockdown, she actually fell pregnant.
Oh, so they were putting you two as twins.
Yes, we were. We were before the Logan twins.
Yeah, the Logan twins. That was genius.
And then because she was out, they said, Penelope, we don't need you either.
Yeah. Oh. So she ruined it for me, but I was so devastated. I'm like, why? Why did you go away?
Oh,
it was
amazing.
So close.
Oh, it's over. What would they have been called? Because they like to profile them. Like you might have the bunny dance girl or the blah, blah, blah twins.
They call them the twins.
Yeah, they
just
call
them the twins.
And when I met the Logans, he said he was so disappointed. I said to him, I said, what about us? Well, I was disappointed.
What did you want him to be called?
Well, because there's lots of twins. Wouldn't you have to have another gimmick and be twins?
Probably just their surnames.
Yeah. Right.
Or
like
just
the
their names.
Cool.
Amy in Nary Warren South. Hi, Amy.
I'm just saying there's lots of twins in Australia. That's
spoke,
not enough.
Hey, you just
Amy.
Spoke for no reason.
You need to stand out.
Can I speak
just,
to Amy?
Sure.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Fifi. Hi, Steph. Hi, Byron.
Hi, Amy.
Amy, would you love to be famous?
I definitely would. 100%.
Okay, let's workshop this with you. Where do you think your entree is? Like, where would you like to be famous?
I think I could be your new co-host.
You can take my
job,
Amy.
I'm struggling with the world's worst head cold at the moment.
Oh.
So you could. I mean, what if I step out for
a
second?
Step out.
I'll stop talking. And Amy, you fill in for me with Byron and Feb. Okay,
so here we go. It's Amy, Feb, and Byron on the Fox. What's been happening in your world, Amy, today?
Not much. Got up on my way to school. What about yourself?
Okay, that's not quite what we're looking for. Thank you, though. I mean, just keep working on it. Maybe some community radio or some podcasting.
Hey, she was all right.
And then she can come back.
On the spot.
Well, she's got
we actually rehearsed for this. We have meetings. Poor Ames was just thrown under the bus.
I think Feb's safe.
The bus.
Do I have to come back?
Stuart from St Kilda East. How are you, buddy?
G'day, Feb. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. You're desperate to be famous, mate?
Well, I am. I'm constantly told I should be famous.
You should be famous.
Yeah, so I'm a DJ, right? And I was just DJing in the...
What's your DJ name?
Over the, my DJ name's Stewie Famous.
Stewie Famous.
For me on Instagram, Stewie_Famous.
We'll have a look
him.
Right now.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
you only
got Stewie_Famous.
Yeah, well, you're at the Birdcage, were
and
you,
that
mate?
Famous, that's spelled FAYMOUS.
Oh, he didn't get the famous spelling.
What about, you're at the Birdcage playing your DJ set, were you?
Yeah, so I'm constantly DJing. I'm around all these famous people. People constantly feel like they recognise me. I get along with all the Insta models, you know, hang out with Steph Claire Smith and Brooke Hogan and all the footballers at their races. So,
did you see Byron there?
I didn't see Byron. You know, just really the B and A class.
Would you have known Byron if you walked past
did
you, Stewie?
Byron
remember when Stewie Famous, Stewie _ FAYMZ, called me C grade?
Yeah. Stewie, you're the best. You're an A grade. DJ Stewie Famous, hit him up on Insta.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate
good
it.
Stewie. No, continued good success. On. Stewie_Famous.
And if you want to get hanging out with a C grader, go to Byron_ with an E.
No underscore.
1019, The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring. Yeah. That can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. It's called Hotline Ring. Okay. We need you to sing. takes the next line.
One of the more annoying things we probably do on this show, but fun for the people involved.
Yeah, it is. Well, Fev and I love doing this. And
well, fun for the people making the calls, you two.
We, on the back of the success of A Star Is Born, starring Lady Gaga with some of her finest work in that movie, particularly her vocal, her singing in that movie's next level. We thought, okay, let's ring people randomly around Melbourne and get them to complete the lyrics to a Lady Gaga song.
Ma, 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 ma.
Poker face.
Hello? Oh, I'll get him high, show him what I got. Hello? Can't read my poker face. I'll get him high, show him what I got. Can't read my
poker face. Hello, Sarah speaking. I'll get him high, show him what I got. Can't remind, or you can read a poker face. I'll get him high, show him what I got. Can't remind, or you can read a my poker face.
Joshua. I'll get him high, show him what I got. I'll show you what I got, mate.
1019, The Fox.
Hey, Fev.
Yes,
remember this morning you were telling me about a sport you were watching yesterday? I've forgotten. What was it?
Soccer.
And didn't you say there was a guy playing that was Australian but never been to Australia?
Yes.
Who's this? Tell me the story again.
He's a Scotsman, and his dad's Australian, and he was born over there, and we've picked him. His name's Martin Boyle.
Yeah.
He's a Scottish kid, and he's a gun, and he's never been in Australia before.
Yeah.
And they picked him for the Socceroos.
So he's playing for the Socceroos, but he's never been to Australia.
No, and they interviewed him after the game, and he's got his Scottish accent. He's a gun. He kicked two goals, set up one, but we've claimed him.
So he's full Scottish accent.
And I find it weird. It's good that he's a gun, because we need good soccer players, because our team needs to succeed to keep soccer going in our country. It's a great game. And Tim Cahill played his last game ever, which was great last night, but... He wouldn't know what the green and gold means.
That's funny, isn't it? A country that you're not part of, really.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Your dad is. Do you know what I find interesting, though, about sometimes with soccer players, because they're Australian, but they've gone over and they've played in the UK more often than not, and then they come back, like
Harry Kuehl,
with that accent. And like, I remember the first time I heard Harry's voice, I just thought, oh, he's like David Beckham. And then someone said, no, he's grew
Australian.
Up here.
Yep.
Like, and I'm like, but no, he didn't, because listen to his voice.
Yes. So if you listen to Martin Boyle after he got interviewed, and the interviewee said, oh, so have you tried out the Vegemite and Tim Tams? Very Australian. A lot of Tim Tam chat today. And he said, oh, Tim Tams are good, but Vegemite, ugh. Well, you're not Australian.
He's certainly not. But he actually isn't Australian. I am more interested in the people who, and I always have, who go overseas, and even for, you know, 6 months.
A week, Byron.
Byron, you come back from LA. For about 2 weeks.
It rubs off on me.
No, but you come back with a full American twang, which is just silly, isn't
it? It just rubs off. I've got some audio
here.
Oh, you've set me up with some audio
let's
here.
Hear it.
I bet I don't even sound that American. I bet it sounds fine. It'll sound fine.
So, what'd you just get, Z?
I got a picture of the water buffalo.
Nice job.
I finally got one.
Yeah, you've wanted that picture for days.
Picture.
Oh, that's minor.
Picture. Giraffe. You were calling giraffe.
There's one
giraffe.
More here.
You just made out with a giraffe.
I made out with Stacey the giraffe.
Giraffe.
Okay. It's a giraffe.
I said giraffe.
But isn't it interesting? I think there are some people that can go over to the States and lose none of their Australian accent. You know, even think about Russell Crowe. He's always sounds
he's not
Australian.
Australian.
He's New Zealander,
he's
you're
New
right.
Zealand. We
but he always sounds
too.
Australian. But then there'll be other people who come back from the States. Like, I think Simon Baker, Denny, that guy.
Oh, yeah, the mentalist.
He's not my favourite guy in the world. He'd be up there with one of my worst interviews of all time.
Wow. Okay.
But I think he sounds American all the time.
Yeah, right.
131060, we'd love to hear from you if you have an adopted accent.
Okay.
Like, are you that guy or girl who maybe spent a year in London and you've come home and you're now trotting around with a British accent?
It'd be great if you've still got it, and then you can talk to us in your new
We'd love to hear your new twang, new accent.
They really try to fight it and keep it.
Yeah.
So people go, I was overseas. How long ago? 10 years.
I know. Or maybe your friend has come back with it and you just want to whinge about them and their stupid new accent.
All of that would be great. 131060, the lines are open. Give us a call right now.
1019 The Fox.
Now, when you spend some time overseas, particularly a long time, maybe a year, a couple of years, and you come home, your friends can give you a hard time if you've come back with an accent. And I'm going to argue, I think some people are susceptible to picking up and taking on accents, and some people aren't, for whatever reason. Maybe it's an audio issue. It's to do with the ears, what your ears pick up. I don't think you'd ever lose an Aussie accent.
I don't think
But we have said, have you gone overseas, hopefully spent more time than Byron? Like, Byron, after 2 weeks, will pick up an American accent.
Hang on.
Well, that's just fake.
My son, he lives in America, so when I hang out with him, we just start talking like each other. So, like, this one I don't think is that bad. This is me and Zephyr. This is when we caught up together about a month ago. Here we go.
So this is where we've been staying, at the Amboseli Serena Lodge. We had a nice swim in there.
Monkeys are, trying to get in our room.
Monkeys are everywhere.
Minor.
Anyway, we've said, give us a call with your new accent or whatever sort of twang you've got from wherever you've been. And we've got Derek on the line. Hey, Derek.
How are you going?
Good, Derek. Derek, now, with those three words, you sound Australian. Where have you been?
Oh, I grew up in the States for about 28 years and moved to Australia about 3 years ago.
Yeah, you've got it. Well, you know what? To be in the States for 28 years, Derek, there's definitely an affectation happening, but I reckon that's pretty decent. I reckon I don't mind that. I think you've stayed pretty true to Aussie there.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Affectatious.
Affectation.
Affectation.
It's a big word, is it? He's got a bit of the Mason Cox about him, Derek, hasn't he? So he's been in America for a long time, but comes over here for a little bit and then starts talking Australian. Because I reckon Mason Cox sounds like an Australian now.
No. Yeah, he's a bloody legend, isn't he?
You almost sounded British then, Derek. That's a really intriguing accent. Mm. Elias in South Morang. Hi, Elias.
Good morning, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Elias, now what country have you gone to and adopted their accent?
So I spent 20 years in Boston, everybody, that hears me here thinks I've, adopted the American twang. But then when I speak to my American friends and family, they all say, I sound more Aussie than anything since I've been moved back to Australia.
It is a unique accent, Elias. I'm not going to lie.
It's amazing. It's like Ray Donovan, that great show. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's like a mongrel accent.
Yeah, you sound, that's exactly.
So, Elias,
New York and Boston.
Where are you from? Are you an Australian that was living in Boston, or are you an American that's come to Australia?
Born and raised in Adelaide. I spent my teenage years here in Melbourne, and then when I was in my early 20s, moved to Boston, and then spent 20 years there, and then just moved back here about 2.5 years ago. So, but it's kind of weird because my wife is American. My kids are, born there. And we pick up my wife, just yesterday, me and my son were picking on her for saying glass instead of glass. she's starting to adapt the Australian accent from being here for a couple of years.
Elias, it's a very hybrid accent.
You
flow in and out of each. Wow.
At one point it gets a bit Fran Drescher.
I know. It's well done.
It
I'm
is amazing because in Australia, he said he was from Adelaide. Adelaide and people from WA have different accents.
Adelaide, definitely. Yeah. It's a bit posher.
Yeah. And same in WA.
They say dance.
Dance.
Dancing with the stars. Paul from Hillside. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Fifi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Oh, that sounds dinky-die Aussie to me at the moment. Where have you been hanging out, Paul?
Oh, well, I've been in the construction game for the last 15 years, and you come through across a lot of tradesmen back around international.
Yeah.
So every time I've got a painter or concreter, and it just automatically kicks in the accent, like whether they're Indian or Chinese, like, for example, I had one Chinese guy and he was just started talking and I picked up his accent. I'm like, oh my God, how embarrassing. How rude was that? He's like, Paul, I'd like to make a concrete six bucks for. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We can do that. So not problem. And it just kicks in. Yeah. I'm like, that's bad.
Paul, out of interest, do the people get offended that you're adopting their accents?
No, not at all. And we just have a laugh about it afterwards. I'm like, it just kicks in, like, especially the Irish or the English.
Oh, I think you're just Kiwis, yeah.
And the Kiwis are like, bro, how about we go 6x4 and we'll do that, bro? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine, bro. We'll just keep going with it. And we just, it kicks in. And it's like, yeah. Are you background Kiwi? I'm like, no. I'm pure Aussie,
you're just
mate.
Very good at accents.
Yeah. I reckon, yeah. I find it, you shorten your sentences, especially when you go to like a Japanese or a Chinese restaurant, you order your food.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
You actually shorten your words.
Do you?
You do because they say.
Can you give me an example?
No.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Can you please order some pad thai?
Oh, God, really?
I just want to hear what it means.
You know what I mean. Instead of saying, oh, mate, can I have some beef and black bean? You go, beef, black bean.
Right, okay. No,
you know what I mean?
Look, there is definitely something in what Fev and Paul are talking
Absolutely,
about.
Yeah.
When you immerse yourself with somebody in the way they're talking, of course you might adopt it.
Any other accents before we go, Paul?
Indian.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. Indian, we won't even go there.
Okay. Like,
very good.
All right, there we are. Yep.
Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken. Want more Fifi, Fem and Byron? Download the Fox app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.